You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for our Warning Wednesday feature. This is where we aim to provide you with some insights around things you need to be aware of, things you need to stay away from, and things you should probably be doing your own homework on. I'm joined, as usual, by our financial expert from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, that is the Divisional Head of Enforcement, Gerard van Deventer. Good evening, Gerard. Lovely to speak to you again. We've done this before. We go through this loop and we try and do our best to ensure that people are aware of what is out there, but it seems these things keep persisting. What do we have this week?
Yes, good evening, Jimmy and listeners. You are so right, and thank you again for helping to get this message out. Yes, I sometimes do get the feeling that this is a war that we're not always winning, but you know, the more we get the message out, the better. And I think the trends that we spoke about earlier or previously, Jimmy, is definitely continuing. If I may make an overall comment first before we get into the specific warnings for the last 2 weeks, because I don't think we spoke last Wednesday, then certainly the pattern is there. We definitely see that Telegram has emerged as a very popular platform for misconduct and scams and so forth. So the first time I heard about that, I really thought that Telegrams were back, like I knew in my younger days, but I know better now. So Telegram is definitely, scammers are very, very busy on Telegram. So I think first thing I want to say to the public out there is, if your offer for an investment comes from Telegram, please be very careful with what you do with that. But of course, you and I have always said that if the offer comes on social media, that is already a red flag. So that's the first thing, Telegram. And the other thing is impersonations. It's still a very popular pastime. I think it probably works, and that's why fraudsters are so fond of doing it. And they are being assisted by technology in this regard. So, yeah, that's certainly the pattern we're seeing at this stage, Jimmy. And then looks, if we quickly look at the very specific warnings we put out, I'll start with Durban Forex Group doing unauthorized financial services in our view, and that's why we warned the public. So they were offering Forex trading, and for that you certainly need a license. And they were talking about a minimum investment of 5,000 Rand and promised profits of 50,000 Rand after 4 weeks. So that's really great. I mean, that would be wonderful if we can all get out of our financial difficulties with something like this. But of course, that is the number one red flag that we always speak about, and that is unrealistic returns. And I have no doubt, I have no problem in saying this is an unrealistic return. Then I just have to say overall, Jimmy, in all of these cases, we contact the companies and the individuals. We give them an opportunity to reply. We seldom get a reply. The next one is impersonation of Bovest Wealth Management. So we have to be very careful here, because there is actually a financial services provider called Bovest Wealth Management. The FSP number is 35064, and they do legitimate business. And they've got a consulting specialist there, Mr. Kotzer. And it's Mr. Kotzer and Bovest that's being impersonated. So very dangerous. Public is warned to contact Bovest Wealth Management on their telephone lines or on their email addresses to make sure that the offer is real. But also understand that it's unlikely that an actual FSP will do business on Telegram.
I want to emphasize the contact part of it. We often talk about these are the things to be aware of and all of that, but a simple thing for you to be able to validate is do your own research and just phone the FSP that is in question. I mean, surely you should be able to get hold of someone. I mean, if my understanding is correct, FSPs have to have contact information, and that contact information needs to point you to their offices or to their services, and that information is kept, one, by the FSCA, but two, also on the legitimate company's website. So a little bit of digging and a little bit of research should be done by consumers as well.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. It is so important that people must never part with their money. And the more due diligence, the better, because the truth is, as you very well know, is these people are getting more sophisticated. And yes, contacting the FSP is the best thing to do. Just a word of warning even on that. Sometimes there are overlays on website and contact communications are relayed somewhere else and so forth. So pick up the phone and contact them with the correct telephone number, and then you should be fine. It will also alert the FSP to the scam that's going on, you know, and it will give them an opportunity to warn the public and us an opportunity to warn the public about it. But you're absolutely right.
Mm. Gerard, when we look at the scams, we've touched on the impersonations, we've touched on obviously the social media aspect of everything that's happening. The general rule of thumb that we try to look at here is, aside from the research and aside from just validating who you're dealing with, you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said don't hand over monies. What are we seeing in terms of commonalities where people might say, send us the money via this type of payment method or do this? Just the easiest ways that scammers and fraudulent individuals out there are taking the money from consumers.
Yes, thank you, Jimmy. That's a very good point, a very good question that you're posing, and you're already making the point in the question. So that is, and I do agree. So there are very strict rules on our financial services providers on how they deal with clients' funds. If they don't have a special account akin to a trust account, then they're not even allowed to accept money from their clients. Then it must go straight to the product provider instead of the service provider. So, and if they do accept funds, it must go into a dedicated account. So something like a trust account. So there's lots of rules around it. So there's no way that an authorized financial services provider is going to ask you to make payments in a peculiar way, or to make payments into private bank accounts or anything like that. If any financial services provider requests you to make a payment into his private bank account, please tell the FSCA about it, because I can tell you that would be a problem. So expect that our financial services providers will be extremely careful on how they deal with money, because they are liable if it goes wrong. And as I say, there's a lot of codes of conduct and rules around how clients' funds must be dealt with. And you know what, Jimmy, that mostly goes back to, if something happens to the FSP, the client funds are separate and segregated and protected, of course.
Mm. Gerard, when we look at these segregated accounts, let's just clarify this for the consumers. As a consumer, someone who wants to interact with a regulated FSP, am I allowed to request verification of a segregated account prior to me sending the money?
I think it's imperative these days. I wouldn't have said the same thing some years ago, but I think it's imperative that you ask for that. And of course, you're entitled. You know, and those accounts are all registered with us, of course. But I think it's just a part of due diligence to say to your FSP, give me proof that this is a what we refer to as a Section 10 and a Section 19 account, that this is a segregated account. Nothing wrong with that. And proof that you're allowed to receive clients' funds. Because remember, many of our financial service providers, their license does not include dealing with clients' funds. So they should not even ask that question. And they won't. Let me come up for them, and they won't.
And there you have it, folks. It's important to do your own research, but more so, it's important to remember that as the consumer, you are the prize. The FSP needs to prove to you that they're the legitimate service provider, and you can ask as many questions as you want to gain comfort so that you know that your money is going to a legitimate source. We'll leave it at that. Gerard, thanks as always for the time and for the insights. We do this as often as we can, and we'll keep doing it until the message lands. That was Gerard van Deventer, Divisional Head of Enforcement at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, on this week's round of warnings and consumer awareness.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.